Here are some of the top stories on AlertNet for Tuesday, August 16th, 2011. Islamist al-Shabaab rebels fought Somali government troops and African Union peacekeepers in northern Mogadishu on Tuesday, prompting doctors and children to flee a hospital being hit by stray bullets, an official said. All sides in Somalia's conflict, including peacekeepers, government troops, and Islamist rebels, have carried out war crimes and killed civilians, Human Rights Watch has said. Fears are mounting that a cholera epidemic could spread rapidly among the hundreds of thousands of people living in often unsanitary conditions in Mogadishu after fleeing drought, famine, and insecurity, Iran reports. Rebels fighting to topple Muammar Gaddafi scorned reports of secret talks with the Libyan leader on Monday as their forces fought to secure gains, and the United States said Gaddafi's days were numbered. After 41 years of supreme power in his oil-rich desert state, 69-year-old Gaddafi was isolated in the capital Tripoli, with reinvigorated rebel forces closing in from the west and south. Syrian tanks opened fire on poor Sunni districts in Latakia, residents have said, the fourth day of a military assault on the northern port city aimed at crushing protests against President Bashar al-Assad. The United Nations has called for an inquiry into reports of human rights abuses in Sudan's conflict-ridden southern Kordofan region that it said could amount to war crimes. A boat carrying around 280 migrants arrived in the small Italian island of Lampedusa from North Africa, bringing the total number of arrivals since the weekend to more than 2,000, authorities have said. Tens of thousands of refugees and would-be migrants have arrived in Lampedusa since the upheavals in North Africa this year, setting off a crisis that has come close to overwhelming the tiny island. For more stories, pictures, blogs, and videos, please visit www.trust.org/alertnet.